Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Andy Anderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jack Graham. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dick Kakos. Batting seventh. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Pellegrini. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Drews. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Carl Drews. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Brissy. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lou Brissy. And now, play ball. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson strikes out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a fly ball into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball four. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joost moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Graham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fain for the out. Joost moves to third. Moses moves to second. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is walked intentionally. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kakos. Majeski reaches second base with a double. Kakos throws the ball into Anderson, who tags Majeski trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Joost scores. Moses scores. Chapman goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 3-0, Athletics. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Graham batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Graham takes first base on ball four. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Graham moves to third. Dick Kakos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakos hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kakos for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini takes first base on ball four. Carl Drews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Suter moves to second. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drews fields it and throws to third for the out. Guerra moves to second. One out. Eddie Joost batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Joost is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Guerra moves to third. Brissy moves to second. Dick Starr now pitching. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss fires over to third and throws the ball away. That's an error on Moss. Guerra scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Athletics. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Brissy moves to third. Joost moves to second. Sam Chapman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Chapman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Brissy scores. Joost moves to third. Fain moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Athletics. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Vallow. Pretty reaches second base with a double. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Graham hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Graham reaches second base with a double. Pretty scores. It's 5-1, Athletics. Roy Severs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Severs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Severs takes first base on ball 4. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kakas is 0 for 1 in the game. Kakas takes first base on ball 4. Graham moves to third. Severs moves to second. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Starr fields it and throws to first for the out. Vallo moves to second. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Guerra hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vallo moves to third. Two outs. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy is 0 for 1 in the game. Brissy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Graham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brissy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Pellegrini hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Starr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starr bunts, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Pellegrini moves to second. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 2 in the game. Spence hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pellegrini moves to third. Anderson moves to second. Alex Kellner now pitching. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pretty hits a line drive into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pellegrini scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Athletics. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Graham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Graham hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Joost is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kakas. Moses reaches second base with a double. Joost moves to third. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it and throws to home to get Joost. Moses moves to third. Fain moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a pop-up towards short. Pellegrini settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sievers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sievers is called out on strikes. 1 out. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kakas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Kakas reaches second base with a double. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kakas. The throw from Guerra and he is safe. Kakas steals third. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-2 in the game. Moss takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pellegrini hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Whitey Platt pinch hits for Dick Starr. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Kennedy now pitching. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Guerra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guerra takes first base on ball 4. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kellner hits a fly ball into right field. Kaká settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Anderson hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Kellner covering, for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Pretty hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kakas. Moses reaches second base with a double. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fain bunts towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to third. 2 outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Graham strikes out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kakas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Majeski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Majeski reaches second base with a double. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Majeski moves to third. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-2, Athletics. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Guerra hits a pop-up towards short. Pellegrini settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moss for the out. One out. Eddie Pellegrini batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pellegrini is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pellegrini hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Dillinger pinch hits for Bill Kennedy. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger strikes out. Two outs. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Pellegrini moves to second. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Kellner covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Bilbrey now pitching. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Moses is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Joost moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bilbrey fields it and throws to first for the out. Joost moves to third. Moses moves to second. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Kaka settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Majeski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Majeski reaches second base with a double. Joost scores. Moses scores. It's 9-2, Athletics. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vallo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Vallo takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Pretty hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Graham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Graham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Graham takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kakas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kakas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kakas takes first base on ball 4. Graham moves to second. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Moss hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.